This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On the eve of an anticipated acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial, U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress last night. The setting was the House chamber, where Democrats had formally charged him with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And while there was no mention of impeachment in Mr. Trump's speech, there was plenty of rancor showing. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When he took office 3 years ago, the president spoke of American carnage under his predecessor. Now,
the state of our union is stronger than ever before,
hailing economic and battlefield gains in making the case for re-election.
America's future is blazing bright.
A sharp partisan divide was on full display. While Republicans chanted four more years, Democrats booed. Before his roughly 78-minute speech, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended her hand. The president did not shake it, though it's unclear if he saw it. As the president soaked in applause after the speech, Pelosi ripped up her copy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered the Democratic Party's official response to the State of the Union address, using it in part for a reprise of the impeachment articles against President Trump.
As we witness the impeachment process in Washington, there are some things each of us, no matter our party, should demand. The truth matters. Facts matter. And no one should be above the law. It's not what those senators say. Tomorrow, it's about what they do that matters.
And again, the Senate verdict on the impeachment charges will come later today. The Taliban is rejecting the American charge that the insurgent group lacks the will to work at ending the nearly two-decade-old war in Afghanistan. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is